And I appreciate Brother Chris. And so come say something, Brother Chris.
Amen. Was it the little girl that asked about the fireworks? She's not the only one. My wife looked over and said, they really having fireworks out here tonight? No. This is the fireworks tonight right here in the service. But well, I tell you what, I don't know what to say. You know, sometimes words can't express what you're thinking in your heart and your mind. And I know I'm not a member of this church, but I've been associated with this group, this bunch, this crazy bunch for a few years. And all I can tell you is, you mentioned about a lot of the hard work that you put in here, and that's very obvious. It's also obvious that God's blessing tremendously in this place. And you can tell a tree by its fruit. And you can tell a group of Bible believers by what God's doing. And brother, he's blessed you so very much. And I want to encourage you that this is like a home base right here. All these little people like me and Brother Jack and Brother Dustin, and all these people that he said were coming tonight, we associate with this place. And I'm proud of it. I'm not ashamed to tell people that that Brother Danny Castle is my friend. I'm not ashamed of that. And you're an encouragement to these little works that sprouted around different places. And I thank God for you. First time I ever came up here and saw you guys when you were over there at the other place, I can remember drawing on the little easel for the Sunday school classes. And some of you maybe are grown up and be adults now that were kids in those classes that saw me draw the pictures when I was preaching. But even then, I was so proud to be able to come up here and associate myself with you folk. And I thank God for you tonight. Just keep it up. Keep the vision. Go forward for God. Don't back down. Don't quit. I know a Filipino pastor, when I was over there 3 years ago, told me two words. He said, don't quit. That's amazing that a Filipino pastor would tell an American that. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't get out. And so stay in it for the Lord. I love you. Part of the best part of my life, some of the best things that ever happened to me spiritually, happened out of this place right here, out of this group, out of this preacher. And I thank God for you. Every time I can come to hear that choir sing too, oh, my soul. That is a blessing. That's how it's supposed to be sung, friends. That's how it's supposed to be sung. I thank God for each and every one of you. We love you. We pray for you. Please pray for us and the work down there in Denver, North Carolina. The devil's fighting. It's tough. It's not all roses and blue skies and mountaintop days. A lot of it's in the valley. And I thank God for you, and I cherish your prayers. Lift us up, and I'll lift you up in my prayers also. Amen. Thank you, Brother Dan.
Amen.
Amen. Appreciate that, Brother Chris. All you folks down at the tabernacle, stand up over there. Let's give them a big hand for coming to come and being with us this evening. Amen. What a blessing it is to have them. They's a real blessing to us. Now, I told you this morning, sermon number 3. The number 8 in the Bible represents new beginning. New beginning. And it's very obvious. Today is our 8th anniversary. Today. Starting all over. New beginning. Today is July the 6th. It marks our 8th anniversary. We're dedicating our new building. When God destroyed the world the first time, He did it by water. There was 8 people in the ark. 8 people started all over. That's a new beginning. Over on that piano, there's do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. 7 notes. 8 is new beginning, starting over the first one. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday is 7. 8 is Sunday again. New beginning. It always does a circle. God's number in the Bible is number 7 is completion. And in the Bible, it represents new beginning. I'm glad here on our 8th anniversary, we got a brand new start. I'm glad the Lord can give us a new start. Amen? I mean that. This is the 28th week of 2008. This is the 188th day of this year. There are 178 days left in this year. This is our 8th anniversary. And you say, that's coincidence. Maybe it is, but I like it. Amen. That's a little sermon there from the original Greek. I'm glad for new beginnings. I'm glad that we can start all over. And if you're here tonight, you need to start all over. I guarantee you there's young people and people here tonight, you've really messed up. You've really made some messes in your life. Well, guess what? All of us have. Everybody here, there ain't a person in here that ain't messed up. I'm glad God will forgive you and give you a brand new start. You can start all over here tonight. As a matter of fact, the Christian life is not much more than a series of starting over. Getting up, starting over. Getting up, starting over. Amen. Brother Glenn, why don't y'all come, Parker family, and sing something a little bit for us tonight. We're just going to enjoy the new building. We're going to test out our new sound system and lights and air condition and everything. So, boy, I tell you, it sure is good to have these folks with us tonight. Thank you, Brother Kevin, for bringing your folks up from down in Mooresville. And, of course, Brother Glenn and Miss Thelma from Marion. I've been preaching many a Sunday morning, and Miss Thelma here be on her knees in the other room praying for me. And I thank God for her. Never forgot that. And Miss Kathy was just my associate pastor for many, many years. She didn't have the title, but she was the associate pastor, and everybody knew it. Amen. But I appreciate Kathy and love her with all my heart. And y'all just make yourself at home, sing something.
God's the one that drove that nail. You're talking about. I'm going to hell. He sent the blessed Holy Ghost to condemn me for my sins and show me where I was and show me I was on the road to hell. I didn't know what to do about it. I just knew I was lost. Woo! Wouldn't it have been awful if he just left me there? But he didn't. He pointed me to the Lamb of God. I'm so glad that I heard about Jesus. You know, I was on a squad dance team. It's been a long time ago. You don't identify with that now. I know. You can identify with ball games and how much they mean to you. That squad dance team meant more to me than anything. You know, I'd go without meals just to get to go and dance on that team. And I love the applause we got. I love the trophies we won. And I loved all of that. You know. But you know, when God convicts me of sin, we'd be going to those square dances on them old mountain roads out near Bryson City, where I was born and raised. And on the side of the mountain would be prepared to meet God. Oh, when I read that, I thought, oh, I can't say it.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'd read, sinners will have their place in the lake of fire, and I couldn't stand that either. And I went on and on like that. I was under conviction, didn't know what was wrong with me. But I'm so glad one day, when I got in from work, in my own little old apartment, there was nobody there but just me and God. God had it fixed where there was nobody in the whole apartment building but me and God. And I went in that door from work that day. I knew I'd gone the last step of the way. Not the last mile, the last step I'd gone. I went through that door and I fell down on my knees by my bed. I didn't know the Roman road. I didn't know there's such thing as a Roman road. I just knew I was lost and I needed something.
Yeah.
I didn't even know I needed Jesus.
Yeah.
But he knew it.
Help me.
I fell down on my knees by my bed and I said, God, help me. I didn't even say, God save me. I didn't know to say that. I just said, God help me. And he did. There was a still, small voice spoke to me. I didn't know what was going on, really. And said, get your Bible. I didn't have a Bible. But then I happened to remember that Gideon said, give me a little testament when I graduated from high school a few months before. And I got up off my knees and started searching through them drawers to find that Bible, that Word of God. I knew I could be helped if I could find that Word of God. And I found it. And I opened it. I didn't know what passages to read. And I opened it, and it said, whosoever shall come unto me, I shall in no wise say. I'm so glad. He found me where I was. I'm glad I didn't have to go hunting him, but he found me where I was. And he gave me a drink from that living water. I've never got over it. I've never forgotten it. I'm so glad that I can stand here and say, come on to you, Savior, that God still saves. And God not only saves, but he keeps you. I've seen many a mountaintop experience, Brother Danny. I've seen many a valley experience, but I wouldn't take anything from my journey now. I'm so glad that I'm in this way and on this way. And I just want to say tonight that I love Jesus. I love him with all my heart. I fail him and I sin every day, but I love Jesus and he's always there to take me back when I sin or fail or whatever you want to call it. Anyhow, I love him tonight.
There's no other name so sweet as Jesus. No one ever cares so much
of Jesus who saved me. At last I will see my Lord face to face in the beautiful throne bow down before Him. I'm longing for heaven. How long must I
not to be nostalgic, but you know, in 1983, the Lord let our paths cross, my path and Brother Danny and my family, and it was a sad time in our life, but it turned out to be the happiest time in our life, and I've been with Brother Danny through the years, and I love him, and the many, many times I know I'm disappointed him. And I have met too, but the Lord's just kept us together, and I really am happy for y'all. And, you know, I love Brother Danny, but Brother Danny can't do for me what the Lord's done for me. And this song tells no need to doubt it now. I mean, we've been through a lot together, but it ain't been us that's kept us together. I look around, and I say, I mean, I've known Roy Lee since we were born, you know. I'm a little bit older than him, but there's people that's been through fire and been through fire, and the Lord brought us out on the other side. And I mean, I'm totally convinced there's no need to doubt him.
Thank you.
Amen. You want that good singing? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. I appreciate that. Amen. I've heard people say, well, I've heard a lot about old Danny Castle. If you want to know something about me, ask her. Ask her. She knows more about me than I do.
That's the truth.
Amen. Amen. Ask her. And I've heard people say, well, I heard this about old Danny Castle. And they said, have you ever met him? No. Have you ever heard him preach? No. Ask her. She knows. Amen. And if you ain't got the guts, so just forget about it. Amen. Go ahead and say something, Brother Kevin.
Amen. I thank the Lord for being here tonight. And I thank the Lord for this church and for Brother Danny. You know, I was sitting back here a few minutes ago when we got here and looking around at people in here and thinking how, you know, over the years, how a lot of people in this place have influenced my life and encouraged me and helped me. And Big Ray come over and shook my hand a while ago, and I was telling Brother Tim with us back there that whenever I was still at McKendree at the Methodist Church, then God laid on our heart while I was there to start a bus ministry. And I called Brother Danny up and asked him how to start one. He said, well, come on up here, and we'll send you out with some people and let them show you how. And got teamed up with Big Ray, and me and him have been friends ever since. And I appreciate a lot of people in here tonight. Amen. I appreciate the Lord most of all.
Yep.
Most of all.
Amen.
You know, I think about a lot of things. Our anniversary is on July the 4th, our church's anniversary. We celebrate ours last Sunday. Our church is 9 years old. We're 1 year older than y'all. Nine is the number of fruitfulness. Amen.
Amen.
I preached on being fruitful last Sunday morning. And I'm looking for God to blow our church up this year. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm looking for some people to get saved and get right. And I thank God for what He's doing in my life. And I thank God for what He's doing up here.
Amen.
Amen. Like Brother Chris said a while ago, Brother Danny's always been an encourager to other preachers and other ministries. And his people have always been the same way. Y'all's camp meeting and youth rally and things like that, stuff that you put all the time and effort into, you don't know what that means to a lot of people. I mean, you're out there fighting all year, and you come in at camp meeting and get a blessing and get just get something from God for a few days and just soak it up, amen, and get back and go back and get back in the fight again. And I've learned some of that stuff from y'all and from Brother Danny, and that's why we do the bus conference. We've done it the last 2 years and planning one again this year. It's going to be November the 1st. I'm co-advertising then, brother. Well, I'm at it. It'll be November the 1st. It's going to be at Bright Light Baptist Church this year. That's the day that the time changes, so you got an extra hour, amen, that night. But I mean, I learned that kind of thing from Brother Danny and from y'all. From these people in this place, you know, be a blessing to somebody else, be an encouragement to somebody else, help somebody else, amen, in the fight. And that's why I appreciate this place and why I appreciate Brother Danny, because you're all about that. You want to see somebody else, you just want to see somebody get saved,
amen.
And you ain't all about seeing it right here at your place. You want to see it everywhere you go. And you want everybody else to win somebody too. That's what it's about,
amen.
We're supposed to be in this thing together. And I appreciate that about y'all. Y'all, a lot of you come sing different places or come with Brother Dan when he preaches at our place or wherever. And I appreciate that about y'all too. Amen.
Amen.
You back your pastor. And he's following God and y'all following him. That's what you're supposed to do. Amen. Amen. We love y'all. Thank you, brother.
Amen. Thank you,
brother. Amen. Appreciate that, brother. Amen. Amen. And I've always taught, God won't hold it against you if you're trying to help somebody. You listen? God won't hold it against you if you're trying to help somebody. I've had people try to get me not to help so-and-so because they didn't like them or they was mad at them. No matter. You say, well, what if they ain't sincere? It don't matter. God won't hold it against you. We're going to put a speed limit sign in here, brother. Well, he jumped up and then got up and said, glory to God, they're getting healed in here tonight. You don't even need that thing. I saw you jump up. Amen. I want Kelsey to sing that song for me. I know it'll be a blessing to you.
I want to thank the Lord for saving me and being good to me. And, you know, I just want to take the time to thank the Lord for giving us our new church. And, you know, it's such a blessing to be here. And, you know, I grew up in this church. And, you know, I can remember through the times back, they think kids don't have hard times. Well, sometimes we do and sometimes we don't. But, you know, looking back through the years, I see how the Lord helped me, and He's been my help, and He's been my tribute. And that's the name of this song, and just listen to the words of it.
Let's get our other group up here this evening, our little prayer meeting group. Come on. We're going to sing a little bit. I ain't forgot the offering. I just wait until Jack and them got here. And they're here. I've been doing this a long time, you know. You wait till everybody gets here before we take up the offering. You got more coming? Well, we'll hang. We'll hang.
Amen. Well, what a blessing.
Now, we still got coming up after this,
Eugene and Curly, other pastors. Just stay with us this evening. Amen.
Hey, somebody else want to be in this group? Somebody else help us out here. Singers, Priscilla, Kathy, Miss, who else? Y'all point out somebody if you see them. Point out people in here that know these songs. Point out and see anybody backslid back there that needs to get up here and sing. Amen. We're going to sing some old songs now. This song we used to sing called Leave It All Behind. Amen. One of these days we will leave it all behind. We're going to forget this mess and leave it all behind. We won't have to worry about punching no time clocks. We won't have to worry about going to work every morning. Just leave it all behind. Amen.
sing one right quick. Amen. I want to, if she will, to sing He Is Mine. I'm glad the Lord's mine tonight. And, when Kathy sung that song a minute ago, well, she said something about it's too late. We ain't going to turn it back on him now. He ain't going to forsake us now, whatever it was. That got me started thinking, you know. The Lord's brought us through many, many dangerous calls and snares. And He ain't going to drop us now. Amen. Amen. He's mine tonight. This is a song I told you about out at New Manna Youth Camp back in 1994. On the second verse of this song, the Holy Ghost fell. In a way like very few people have ever seen the Lord move. And one of the most unusual things happened during that service. We had kids shouting all over the side of the lake, out there on Lake James. And that school up there in Marion was born that night. That night. Every time God moves, it's not just a bunch of emotionalism. When God moves in a service, it'll always do two things. It'll bless the saints, and He'll convict the sinners. It's not just a bunch of people clapping and shouting. I mean, I believe in all that, and I love it. But if it's really the Holy Ghost, you'll feel guilty over what you're doing wrong. It makes you feel bad. It makes you feel awful if you're doing wrong. And this song, God used it. Start a great revival that's still going in the hearts of a lot of people. He is mine.
Jesus, thank you.
what you call not contemporary. I passed a church the other day, sermon number 4. I passed a church the other day and it said, contemporary service at 8:30, normal service. That means the young people get in there and rock and roll at 8:30, and the old people don't know no better come in and sing hymns at 11. Let me tell you something, brother. There ain't no generation gap when you get right with the Lord. That's right, brother. I've seen little bitty kids like the same music mom and daddy like. We don't need rock music to help young people. Rock music don't help people. Right. Amen. And you got to learn it sometime. You might as well learn it tonight. Amen. Amen. Come on up here, Brother Dusty. I want you to say something. Then the boys from New York City are coming. Don't leave your seats. Amen. Don't leave your seats. Brother Dusty is pastor of River Life Baptist Church down in Gastonia. And some of his folks are with us tonight. Brother Dusty used to come to our church over there at the old building, and he went out and started a church. Go ahead and say something, Brother Dusty. Appreciate
you. Amen, brother. Well, got a lot better sound system over here. I'll start out by saying that. Amen. Amen. Well, you know, I can't help but look around and just be proud of myself. Amen. I remember when Brother Danny first started the other, this church and the building down there. Amen. And it's a lot different, amen. And I guess if I could say anything, I'd just say the devil's a liar, amen.
Yeah,
he's a liar, amen. Yeah. I bet if you ask Brother Danny tonight, there's probably been times in his life when the devil just ran him in the ground and made him feel like he was unworthy and never could amount to nothing, amen. But the devil's a liar, amen.
Yeah.
God be for you, who can be against you, amen. And brother God, there ain't nothing impossible with the Lord, amen. He can take nobody and make something special, amen. And I just appreciate the Lord, and just want to say I appreciate this church, and always glad to be here. Feel right at home, amen. And just want to say I appreciate Brother Danny, appreciate this church, and y'all have always been a blessing to me and my people. And I'm just happy to be here, amen, and see this beautiful new building, amen. And I just know God's going to fill it up, and we'll start another building program soon, amen.
Amen.
I know it'll kill you, but I really do enjoy the building program. I really do. Brother Braille's talking about me worrying who's going to, he wasn't worried about, that's because he don't have to worry about who's paying for it. He's missionary. He just comes and goes on. It all don't happen. You know, it's all going to fall on me. No, I'm just kidding. I appreciate what you said there, and he's right. Appreciate that, Brother Dusty. All right, boys, come on. We got people from New York City here. These are my bouncers. These are my bodyguards. If you want to run your mouth. Oh, they're bringing the new one up here tonight. Kurt, that's right. Amen. They got a new one here with them tonight, and I appreciate these men because they ain't scared to preach. They preach on the subways in New York City. Brooklyn, New York City. How many's ever been to New York City? Yeah. Buddy, I'm telling you what. I preached in New York City before. I never preached on the subway, but I preached in New York. And I appreciate Brother Eugene and these guys here. They got my backing.
Amen.
Yeah. They do. Y'all have anything to say about me? See them after service. I'm serious. They're my friends. They take up for me. That's right. I preach myself in trouble lots of times. But come on, Doug, how do y'all want to do it? Start off here, brother.
Amen. Praise the Lord. It's going to be, like I said again, out of the rotten apple. And thank God for this church. Thank God for Brother Danny. He's been a major blessing to me. I got saved when I was in the Navy in 1985. A few years down the road, before I left Pensacola, Florida, I got saved in Pensacola, Florida. My brother gave me a tape. Give me 2-3 traits. He says, "What's this?" It's Danny Castle. When you need to hear some good preach, you know, fire, put it in. I just stuck it in a box of tape, never played it. And I was transferred to Norfolk, Virginia, and I hit a dry spell. You know, I was reading Brooklyn books saying, "The Lord's coming back," a book called Seven Sermons. I was preaching to everybody, "The Lord's coming back, he's coming back in 1989. I think it was, he didn't come back. Everybody's looking for me, "Hey, where's the Lord?" And I was like, "Oh man, I blew it." and I kind of hit a wall, and I was dry, and I said, what's going on here? And I was going through my box of tapes, "Castle, having power of God, and you know, being handicapped, having a car gone, so I was plugging his tapes in there, and here's this guy going, glory to God, hallelujah, amen. And he just sounded like he was preaching, and he was just praying. I said, man. And then he started preaching and just started firing me up, starting me up. I said, man. And the guys in the Navy with me in the trailer said, man, that's good. We can hear this guy preach. I said, well, it says here somewhere in North Carolina, Mary, North Carolina. So we came out, man, and we came to church, and he wasn't, he had some Baptist church in here. It was, I think, Green, Brother Green or something. I said, man, we missed him. So we went to Calica's church, and Dr. Rock was preaching over Dr. Rock preaching. And Danny Couch just came over to hear Dr. Rock preach, and we brought Kyle Life. He heard he was there, and he pulled him up. And he said, brother, Danny, won't you go up and preach? And man, he got up and preached. My soul, man. God touched our hearts. And I kept coming back to Marion, North Carolina. I kept coming to Manna and all that. And what a blessing. And I got to meet Brother Danny and got to be good friends with him. And I got discharged in the Navy in 1990. And God put in my heart. And I told him, I said, I believe God wants to call in New York City, but I don't want to go there. And I went to a youth rally and had a good blessing. And I didn't want to leave. I got interviewed for a job in McDowell Hospital there in Marion. And they said, you're hired. Amen. Not God's will for me to go to New York. And I went to church the next Wednesday night. And Danny said, what are you still doing here, brother? I said, good night. I'm going. You know, and I'll tell you why, because New York City's no joke. I believe that's like the front yard of the devil.
Yes, sir.
A full unclean spirits, a lot of corruption,
yes, sir.
A lot of evil things, you know, big cities, just it's like that's what the terrorist attack. There's something about that city's metropolis of the world. And I knew, you know why I didn't want to go to the city? Because I knew the devil's gonna come after me. He was gonna have me his course here, and I'll be right there, and then somehow, some way he'll get me cold. He'll get me down to the point where I would quit. And I reached that point. Reached the point where, you know, the things I was praying for, I went up there hot. I mean, I was fasting and praying, and there was Hollywood preachers in the street, and I started preaching in the street, preaching in the subway, and I started seeing people preaching in the subway, preaching in the street. Things started happening. People getting saved. I had a church called Lion of Judah Bible Church. Danny was praying for us. I mean, things were happening. We were on the road. We were seeing revival. I mean, like I said, when I went up to New York City, they wanted to kill me every time, and God delivered me time in, time out. I said, God, once you would let them kill me. He says, because I want to save souls. I'm in the business of saving souls. And then souls were getting saved. The church was growing. But then, you know, I was looking for, I'm the beast. I was looking for the beauty. Beauty and the beast. And the devil got me there, man. I thought this lady, I said, God, I mean, I said, Lord, I'm claiming this woman. And Lord, put a spell on her, whatever. Make her my wife. Make her love me. And it just didn't happen, you know. I remember... I went to see her on her birthday. I gave her a gift. He says, this is for you. Happy birthday. I said, Brother Eugene, I need to talk to you. I said, oh, this is it. She's going to say, I love you. I said, this is it. Right. The spell that God is going to put it on her. He put it on her. Brother Eugene, look, she never stood closer to me. She's eyeball to eyeball. She said, Eugene, I don't love you.
Oh.
I said, that's okay. That's all right. You can keep the gift. It's all right. Man, my heart went down. And the devil put his arm around me. Man, if God loved you, he would let that woman look, marry you, man. She would have loved you. And man, I listened to the devil. I started praying. I started fasting. I walked away from my church. Walked away. Brother Caesar was my associate. He stood with that church. He stood there. The brother, come back. What are you doing? Said God calls a preacher in there in the ministry. He's supposed to be, you know, supposed to have a help me. He's supposed to be, have a wife, and all the other preachers said, yeah, that's right, you got a wife, you got to get out of the ministry. And they were discouraging me too, and so I walked away. I moved out to Long Island. Yeah, I preached in the street here to try to appease God a little bit here and there, but that power, that anointing that I had, that you know, Danny gave me, wasn't there no more. And the Lord was testing me. He said, boy, who do you love more? How much do you love me? And man, reach a point where I was going to the city on subway, taking care of some business. I'd be riding on the train. I'd be riding that train, sitting down. There's a time when God said, get up and preach. Turn him back! I was on that train. We got to look at the faces. Get up there and preach! I'm scared. I can't do it, God. I lost it. Lost that fire. boldness, lots of that burden, that zeal, that compassion, that zeal for souls. And God took my mother had a she had a stroke a couple of days later. Because God, what are you doing? And she had, ended up having three more strokes, and finally her heart went on November 23rd, Thanksgiving Day 2006. It was a rainy day. And I said, God, why? It's just the potter, the clay has become marred. And I had to go to the potter's house. And when she died, I said, I don't know what to do. God, I was crying in the apartment. I was just weeping. I said, I can't go on no more. God, I failed you. I failed my mother. And I said, I don't know what to do. And she said, I want you to go to Bible college. I said, I don't know if I can do that, God. Where? In Stony Brook, New York, Long Island, there was a Bible college. And I called up the president of the college, and he said, Brother Eugene, I believe your mother would like to see you go to Bible college and go on for God. She'll be smiling down on you. I said, if you say so, I'll give it a shot. And I've been going to Bible college since January 2007, and a lot of the guys there have been taking them out street preaching, subway preaching, teaching them how to preach in the street and all that. You know, they told me I got to wear a suit every time I go to class and carry my Bible and, you know, not to scream and shout amen. And they're trying to be, you know, dignify me. And, but every once in a while, they'll sing a song about the blood. Man, I have to let it rip. I have to explode in there. And they go, good night. We were doing so good with him. And they've been trying to say, well, street preacher, you know, they're into door knocking. It's a Jack House kind of private Bible college. And they believe in growing a building a church by door knocking. And I got up and I preached a message in homiletics class about the greatest revival in the Bible was by a backslidden street preacher named Jonah. I believe my middle name is Jonah because I'm a backslidden street preacher. And I said, I mean, that's how God did it, amen. And Jonah didn't want to see revival. Jonah didn't want to see the power of God come down. He wanted to see that bunch go to hell. And God blessed his preaching. And the greatest revival in the Bible, in the King James Bible, was by a street preacher named Jonah. And God helped me if I don't go back and preach in those streets. Amen. Preaching those subways. We just came from D.C. We ended up preaching 3 days there. And I didn't know they had a subway. And Brother Smokey said, Brother, if you don't want to ride into D.C. and you want to save gas, just hop on the subway. They have a subway? I said, good night, amen. We got on that subway, boy. We started preaching. And people complaining. I said, don't worry. It's not what you try. I said, amen. It's all free. Compliments to the Lord Jesus Christ. I got probably the best attention of people listening. I never heard people so still and quiet listening to preach. And then we got to preaching the monument, and the federal police, whatever you call these guys, the government police guys were surrounding us. And they just got to come down. I was preaching up there, and I said, good night. They arrested one of Ryman's street preachers, and they're coming after me. I said, oh, God, don't let them win. Don't let them have to wait. And I'm going to let Brother Gilbert tell you, because he was the one that confronted that sergeant, tell you exactly what happened. But something's going on in the city. I want Gilbert to finish that story, but Brother Kurt, where I work as a security guard in college, where they teach evolution, liberalism, where you see guys shacking up with guys, girls shacking up with girls, it's a mess. It's insane. I've been preaching. I've been working 4 years. 3 years I've been letting it rip, you know. According to gospel, this last year, they say, you keep that up, I'm going to fire you. There's been a churn lately of evilness, of immorality, like never before. And so, well, I know in the last moments, I know there's a wicked day. But remember this, with men, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Amen? And I've been praying for somebody to get saved, something for God to do. Something. Lord, you took my mother, you kept me in this job. And then Brother Kurt here, he was the king of the animal house in there. And he's going to give you his testimony, how God saved him.
Yeah, I'm the new guy. I got saved 6 months ago. Used to have this, you guys ever seen the Animal House? Well, that's basically what it was, smashing windows, beer bottles, you know, big parties, partied like 6 days out of the week. It was crazy. And, you know, I was hitting a low point where I was just in such a big depression, and I didn't have anything. And, you know, I'd be walking in and out of school. I'd be talking to random people, and they'd be just bringing, you know, God into the conversation. At first I was like, I don't want to hear this, you know. And I tried to walk away, but something inside me wanted to listen to it. And I got convicted, you know. Eugene led me to the Lord. I got saved 6 months ago, and ever since we've been preaching on the streets. And preaching in D.C., preaching in New York City, and it's one of the best things I've ever done in my life. And I still enjoy it. And, you know, it's real out there. You know, this earth is, this world is just turning bad. I mean, it's going downhill. I mean, we were in the restaurant the other day, or I think it was yesterday, and someone came up to us. We told someone about God, and they were like, "Who's that? Who's Jesus Christ?" I mean, this is what's going on today. I mean, we need to start standing up as Christians. I mean, when we're out there preaching, there's people that come up to us and they say, "You know, this is a disgrace to Christians here. You guys preaching and yelling and screaming. I mean, you guys are making us look like fools." Oh yeah, well, what are you doing here for your country? Look at all these people. These Christians that sit back and say, "Oh, I'll just save my family. I'll just save myself. I'm not going to go out and pass out tracts. I'm not going to go out there and preach the word." Selfish. Selfish. What are you doing for your country? What are you going to do to save your nation? What are you doing for Christianity? What are you doing for Jesus Christ? All right, well, that's all I have to say. Amen.
Amen. Can you hear me now? Amen. Curly signifies it. I had a good one. I was thinking about, man, what can Curly say? Okay. Preacher was talking about yelling. I remember when I came in the first time, I went to the mountains. I said, man, mountains, you know, and yelling out this big rock. I don't know what it was. Up there, and I don't know what Mitchell, I don't know what it is. Some mountain, man. I went up there, and Curly said, "Why Swanky?" Huh?
Yeah.
And I waited for the echo to come back, right?
Yeah.
They came back, right? Came like, "Knock, knock, 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 knock." It's a white guy, you know.
Oh, man.
I thought of that today. I was the Holy Ghost gave me that.
Yeah.
Amen. That's my favorite character. Amen. That's my hero. Amen. I mean, we got heroes in the faith, but that was my favorite character. Amen. Man, he's my hero. Amen. I got saved in 1987, brother. You led me to the Lord. I was a drunk, pothead, cokehead. I got saved in a concrete, you know, the rocks over there in New York City. New York is an island, you know, it's a rock. And I got saved. Let me to the Lord, and that day I was thinking about the Trinity. I never knew what the Trinity was. I used to drink a lot. It was Friday night. And I was actually talking to God. Believe it or not, I was a Catholic and a Pentecostal. Left the Catholic Church, went to Pentecostal. I was two-fold child devil, man. Two-fold child devil, man. And I knew I was going to go. I knew there was something missing in here. That's why I drank and smoked and went parties and all that stuff. And that night I said, "Man, God, you made every. I mean, you're looking up. You know, drunk every time when somebody's drunk, you look up and you're nice." And you believe me or not, you can see the stars in New York City. Okay, King Kong saw it, man. He went to the Tokyo Center. I'm looking up and I said, "Man,
that's right.
It's Friday night, man. My friends are not here. A bunch of punks are not here yet, amen." So I said, "Man, well, I guess this little voice started talking to me," and I said, "Who's talking to me?" You know, I said to myself, "Who's talking?" I guess somebody was praying for me, amen. And I believe that when somebody gets saved, it's because somebody's praying for you. And I said, "Man, God, you made everything. Who made you?" And that was like, man, that kept bothering me, you know, in my head, in my heart. And then I saw Eugene. Back then he was skinny, you know, he used to run. Believe it or not, he was skinny. He was in the Navy, you know. He don't look beautiful like today, you know. But he took me upstairs to his apartment and he led me to the Lord, amen. And I got on my knees and I cried like a little girl that day, amen. And they say that you have talked that you're not supposed to cry, but I cried like a little girl, man. And I knew then I had the peace. The void was filled that day, that night. And I found out that that Jesus loved me despite who I was, where I come from. Don't Puerto Rican like me, amen. And Lord, save anybody, amen. And they told me there was a second death. That's what got me. They said, took me to Revelation. Show me, amen. I said, Hugie, there's a first death, a second death? Oh, my soul. I didn't say my soul. I was a savior. Remember that. I'm just adding that up. I'm just saying that now. But I was saying to myself, man, second death. And I wanted to go party. And then, Lord, the Holy Spirit, or the voice, you leave tonight, this could be your last night. And I got on my knees and received Jesus Christ in my heart. And to this day, surrender to preach and preach the gospel, man. So let me get to that point where you were saying. We're in Washington, D.C. I surrendered to preach at Arnold Ryman's Faith Baptist Church, amen? And this cop, every time we preach, these cops come out of nowhere, man. And these fire department come out, the EMS guys, they're ready with a straight jacket. So I said, you better get two for me, amen? This guy comes out, sergeant, all cocky, you know, proud, and Eugene's preaching on this monument, and there's kind of like up there, and there's an entrance going through here, and people pass by, and he's got the guy from Smokey's Church giving out tracts and all that. So he comes, I know he's coming straight at me. I said, what's going on with me, man? Go to him, go to him. He came straight to me, and I guess the Lord wanted me to deal with him, you know. So the sergeant goes, you know, you got to tell that guy to come down. Knowing me, I'm from New York, you know, you don't know me. I said, why? Yeah. You know? He goes, I don't believe this guy just, you know, told me, said that to me. I said, why? And he goes, well, because this is a security defense. And really? Did I break the law? What law did I break, amen? Tell me if I broke the law. If I broke the law, then I'll tell him to step down. And I told him that we've been here every year. We preach in the same spot. I said, there was cops that passed by. Then he said nothing. Why? Why? I said, listen, why? I told him. I pointed at him. I said, why? I want to know why, right? Amen? I told him, why? Why are you bothering me, amen? Amen? I'm having a good time here doing our tracks and preaching to people so they won't go to hell, amen? Why are you bothering me? Amen? So he goes, then he came down. He became serious. He goes, well, I was on the way over there. Where? Over there? He goes, yeah. He was disturbing me. Really? He was disturbing you? Oh, now you're disturbing me. I told him. So, oh, yeah, okay. So he's disturbing me now. So he goes, and then I said to him, well, if you get this guy down, you have to take everybody down on top of that grass. I goes, uh-oh, this guy's trouble. I have, you know, he kept pressing it. I said, listen. After talking to him, I said, listen, I stopped talking to you right now. Give me your supervisor. Come now. Oh, he got nervous. He didn't know what to do. He says, I'm out, you know? But he got nervous. He stopped talking, picked up his phone, you know? Wait a minute. He went to the side, and I stood my ground. I said, I'm going to stay right here. He ain't going to come down. He's going to keep preaching. And then after a while, he's not going to call supervisor. While he was calling the supervisor, I got to talk to him, speak to him. I said, listen, man. We're not doing anything wrong. We're preaching the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. You know that everything you see is patterned by this Bible. Look at that flag, the American flag. I told them. You see that flag right there?
Yes.
Our freedom. The blood. Yes. The Bible is going to stop. The wounds that Jesus suffered.
Yes.
And the next group is saved. Anybody. Save anybody. I told them. Look at that flag. I said, look. Look up there. You know something? You're being partial.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something, man. You know what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? You just don't want to hear the preaching. And you need to get saved. And God sent you to me so I can beat the hell out of you. Man? And he goes to me, I'm not lying. And then I said, listen, it shows in your face, man, that you're lying to me. And he goes, wait a minute. Still calling the thing and the supervisor, and he starts sweating. I never seen a cop sweat so much. I mean, he was sweating. His arms were sweating. He had short sleeves, sergeant, you know. And I didn't lose respect. I said, Sarge, my brother's a cop. My sister's a correction officer. My other sister's works in the law, and I'm a preacher, amen. And I work with the law too, amen. Amen. This is the law, the book of the law, amen. And he goes, well, okay. The supervisor showed up, amen. Tell the sergeant to go over there, and I'm going to speak to the guy, to the preacher. And then he said, preach, amen. Amen. He didn't say, I'm going to speak to this bum of yours, this crazy guy, amen. Yes. He says, go, take me to the side. He goes, listen, I heard that, you know, I don't see anything wrong. I'm either. I don't see anything wrong either. Amen. I'm preaching the gospel, amen. This man's 25 years for preaching. He goes, calm down. How can I calm down? And this guy starts telling me to stop him from preaching, amen. So, got to talk to him. He respected me. He says, sir, preacher, you know, I understand. I see that it's not ruling, unruly. Just make sure. He said, you can go back to what you're doing. I said, but you better believe I'm going back to what you're doing. He goes, make sure.
Amen.
That the chubby guy that's preaching. Now, you was preaching. He said, the chubby guy. I know he was talking to me, amen. Get that later. Well, the captain said, okay, make sure that chubby guy don't fall. Amen? Went back. I got to witness to the sergeant. Amen? And I said, listen, man. I'm saved 1987. I see that guy was preaching up, that little chubby guy you said I want him to call? He led me to the Lord. I wanted to kill him. And when I said that, he went like this. Uh-oh, what's going on here? And then the Lord said, break down, Bill.
Yeah.
I'm going to break you down. I'm going to squeeze your heart right now, honey. My tears are still coming down. Man, that guy was sweating. He didn't know what to do. He didn't know how to react. He didn't know if he was going for the gun or for the bag or something else. But I know the Holy Spirit got hold of that man. And I said, you better leave these guys alone. You can listen with me, I'll kill you. And I warned him. I said, listen. You got your badge now, you got your gun, but God don't promise you tomorrow. And I said, Jesus died for you, was buried, rose again for our sins. You know what's wrong with America? There's no fear of God. And I told the cop, you need to fear God. And let's pray, keep going, amen? Take your stand for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There's nobody better than Jesus Christ. Nobody. You always win, amen?
Amen.
Stand your ground, preach. Amen, until heaven comes down, amen?
Amen, brother. Amen. Amen.
Come on, Curly. Amen. Don't that say amen. Show him how Curly does when he sees something in the Bible that scares him. I was going to New York City this... are y'all going this year? We're thinking about taking a trip up there. They go up there right after Christmas and give out tracts and go preach on the street. Man, you talk about exciting vacation. That is one. Okay, we're going to do two things right quick. We're going to take up our offering, and then we're going to have a final song. Thank you. Let's take up our offering right quick. Everybody's here, and please, I'm a-fixing to shell out, because we sure need help. We spent a lot of money just today. Do not leave. We got the best song coming up here in just a minute. And so everybody give. If you didn't get your offering in this morning, get it in tonight. All you visitors here, we need a bunch. I'm serious. We bent over backwards, borrowed, begged, Jude, and everything to get in this building, and now we're going to have to pay the bills. So let's all give as God bless us. Let's stand. We'll ask the blessings on this offering. And Brother Jack, you'll be making your way up here. Also, Brother Cabe, y'all be making your way up here, and we're going to have testimonies during the offering. So let's everybody give tonight. Let's honor God. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for all you've done for us. Pray now that you'd bless this offering to be received. Have your way in our hearts, Lord. God, meet the need. Lord, put it in the hearts of people to give what we're supposed to. Don't let us hold back because gas is high. Don't let us hold back because times are hard. Help us to honor you and put you first. And Lord, bless this offering like you did the loaves and fishes and multiply it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Testimony right here. Brother John Cage here tonight from Rock Hill, South Carolina. And the Lord used Brother Cage when we first started the church. He gave us chairs. They gave us a bus. And
They was good to us. So I want him just to say something right quick.
Well, it sure is good to be here tonight. Amen?
Amen.
And I didn't know you was having a big day. Brother Danny, we happened to meet in the men's room. And he said, Brother Cade, how'd you know? I said, I didn't know. What are you talking about? I don't know. He says, well, today's our dedication service. And I think I was in your first dedication service about 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And we were so excited. Danny's been such an encouragement to us, and you've been an encouragement to us through the years that you prayed for us. We're here, we're back, and we're attacking Rock Hill, and we're going to believe God for great things down there. Amen? And it just thrills my heart. One of the brothers came up to me and said, Brother Cade, we're still using those rainbow chairs you gave us. And I guess we gave you the rainbow chairs because back then you had that rainbow sign. Remember all them pretty colors? Yeah, so we gave you the rainbow chairs. And then I looked over and saw the piano still playing. We gave you that and the organ. I said, boy, this is a blessing. Amen? And we're just glad that God is blessing here and doing a great work. And I appreciate your prayers through the years. And Brother Danny, you've been an encouragement to this preacher many, many times. And you keep it up, brother. Keep the faith. This is beautiful. God bless y'all.
Amen.
Go
ahead,
Amen. Yeah, man, it looks good. Union Road, stand up. Got a pretty good crowd. Come up and see you, brother.
Yeah,
man. Appreciate them coming up. We was wrestling, trying to figure out how to cover our services, and glad we had service tonight. Can y'all stand up? She's back here somewhere. She got saved tonight, amen. Amen. Thank God for that. Her mama got saved this morning. God's doing some good things, and thank God for that. Church looks great. Looks good. Good to see everybody. Enjoy the welcome. Amen. It's just looking good and God's blessing. Amen. Seen them Yankees over there? Amen. You need to go street preach with them. I'm telling you, that's a blessing. It'll scare you, but then God will take care of you. Brother Eugene was up there preaching a couple years ago, and I'm preaching and preaching, and some little guy about 120 pounds comes up here and tries to jump on me. And Brother Eugene stopped. I believe I could have handled him, amen, but he stopped him before he got me. But he come up there with his fist balled up, ready to punch me, and he stopped him. But it's a different world up there on the streets, and you pray for them. And Brother Danny, appreciate you. Appreciate the minister here.
Appreciate you, brother. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. He's another one of my buddies, amen. Appreciate Brother Jack. Their church is right down below the Speedway down there in Gastonia. And we went to New York, I took 100-something people in New York City one time, and we had Corey's birthday. Come on, Brother Jason, y'all be getting ready. We had Corey's, was it your 10th birthday? 10th birthday party on top of the Empire State Building. My youngest daughter sitting over there. On top of the Empire State Building, we had her birthday party. And we took 100-something people up there. How many of y'all was with us up there that day? Can verify that. There's a bunch of witnesses. And, you know, you've always heard, if you throw a penny off the top of Empire State Building, if it hits somebody in the head, it'll kill them. There was a lot of dead people that day in New York. They was throwing stuff off of there and giving out in tracks. It looked like it's snowing down through there. Of course, that was back before 9/11. And need some help, singers. And we had a great time. And, you know, we need a good, saved, smart-aleck Yankee. To take care of them sinners up there. All Yankees are smart alecks to me, but I thank God for them. They love the Lord. Need some singers up here? Singers? Amen. Yes, ma'am, you can. You want to say something? Come right on.
I don't know what brought me up here, but you know how you feel when you're sitting back there and your heart starts pounding? I wanted to say I hear everybody talking about what brought me to the Lord. When I was young, I guess I was Lindsay. I guess I was her age, real young. And I was saved and I was baptized. I went to church. I went to churches and sang. And as I got older, became a teen, Christian straight. After I had my kids and went through a lot of problems, I don't remember who it was, hearing God and everything. Since I had some issues where I ended up seeing my mom every time I come past the road on Carver City Road, I'd be shining my face to church.
What about that?
And I'd be shining a lot. I love him. I went into Wendy's one day. God has his way of doing things. I was in a hurry, and I just hopped in for lunch. And I grabbed a couple of the Arby's burgers, five first, whatever. And I ran in, and Kim said, "Well, hey, Janie." She goes, I asked her how she's doing. She said, "I'm tired." She said, "We've been working over the church." She goes, "Me and Austin just dropped in for a burger." She said, "I'm taking care of the nursery. I'm getting the nursery ready." I said, "That's awesome." I said, "I really got to go." And she said, "Well, why don't you come see us?" She goes, "We're opening next week." She goes, "It's our first Sunday in the church. Why don't you come see us?" I said, "I'll think about that." Two days later, I ran across another friend, John Franklin. He invited me to church. I was sitting in the bedroom, and I thought, "God, you're really trying to tell me something here, aren't you?" Two people in 1 week to the same church, the one I've been passing every day when I take my son to school and back. It's a Shining Light Baptist Church. It was Father's Day, and I came to church.
Amen.
And I'm a single mom. Brother Danny, you don't know how much that service touched me. Because I realized that this is where my kids needed to be. If not for me, for them. And it grabbed me heart and soul. And I rededicated my life to the Lord that Sunday morning. But the best gift of all, I brought my son back that Sunday night, kicking and screaming. He didn't want to go. He wanted to sit at home on RuneScape on the computer. He wanted to play with his buddies online. I said, "No, son, you're going.
Amen.
It's my job to get you there. You're going." So I brought him. And I don't know if Brother Danny saw it or not, but I looked over and I looked at my two kids, and the way he was preaching, they wasn't talking back and forth. They weren't passing notes. They were sitting there going.
Yeah.
They couldn't help but look. My son went home the next morning. We went somewhere. We come back, and he said, "Mama," he goes, "I want to see if it's true." And he turned the radio on to AM, and we listened to preaching through the crackling. He listened. We listened to preaching through the crackling, what little bit we could get on the radio. We pulled in the driveway, and he said, "Mama," he said, "we're going back Wednesday night." He said, "You're going to take me."
Wow.
They're with their daddy this weekend, but before he left, he wasn't on RuneScape anymore. He's a little computer quiz. He made his own game. It's called CrossScape. And he completely takes care of everything in it, and all of the pictures are of Christ on the cross and the crown of thorns. My son's 13 years old. And I just want to say thank you to God, Kim,
what about that?
And to the Lord.
Amen.
Most of all.
Amen.
Well, I tell you what, that's good. I had no idea. I had no idea that. I've seen her here a few times. I had no idea about all that. Isn't that good? That's exactly what I've been wanting to hear. How the Lord reaches out and touches people driving up down the road. That's a blessing, sister. That's a blessing. That's encouraging. That's encouraging. What a blessing. Amen. All right. Now, here's what we're going to do. We'll sing this song. We're going to go tonight. Name this song is "I've Been Blessed." And I want to say tonight, I've been blessed. Majorly.
Amen.
There's only one way you can explain somebody like me. I know a lot of people that are, "I can't figure him out." There's only one way to explain somebody like me. The Lord's been good to me. The Lord's been good to me. And I give him all the glory. I stayed with my mom this week because my sister's gone on vacation. They went out some crazy place out in Yellowstone or somewhere, climbed mountains. Not even getting paid for it. Why would you do that and not get paid for it? I have no idea. But her and her husband went. She said, "Danny, I need you to stay with Mom." So I stayed with my mom all this week. Two or three nights ago, I got my guitar out. I was about to go crazy after the first 8 hours. You know, the house I got out, I made her get in the car. We rode up and down the road. We done everything. I about went nuts the first couple of days. But spent time with Mom, and we started singing songs. And I took a soul look and just went through that hymn book.
Me and her sung and sang and sang. And all I had to do was say the first word, and she took off on this song just like that. And even though she can't remember what she ate for breakfast this morning, them songs are stuck in her head. And buddy, I tell you, I was singing lead, she was singing alto. And we had a revival. And you know, I probably wouldn't even be saved right now if it wasn't my mom. And her teaching me about the Lord. And she's the best person in the world as far as I'm concerned. And I've been blessed to have a mama like that. My mom's from Spruce Pine. My daddy's from way farther up in the mountains. And when I got saved when I was 18. And my daddy said, well, he's got enough of my mouth and your goodness to be a good preacher. And daddy was right. My mom put some good in me. And all that I owe him this evening, I owe my mom. You mothers have no idea what kind of influence you got on your kids. You take them kids down and teach them that Bible. Teach it to them. It's more important than you getting out making money. Teach those kids the Bible. They'll never get away from it. So I've been blessed tonight. I know we went longer than normal tonight. We don't usually have services this long, but I mean, it's the 6th of July, people. And this is a brand new building. The 8th is a number of new beginning. And let's just let the Lord help us. I want to start all over again tonight. And they're going to sing this song. If you want to come and pray tonight, if you're a teenager here tonight and you're not saved, if you don't know, you just do what God tells you to do. Go ahead and sing it. Amen. Come on, boys, pray. Amen.
Obey God right now.
When He lives among us and all that He does, all of His mercy and all of His love, knit the pen of a writer right every day.
Somebody needs prayer tonight. Come on. Just get down on your knees here tonight. Get down on your knees and let's do business with God. That's right. Come on. Come on. Let's feel it all up tonight. Let's obey. Mamas and daddies, teenagers, young people. Come on.
Once in the winter,
amen.
In
amen. Let's obey God tonight. Get down on your knees. Amen. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Food's on your table. Come on, teenagers, come on. Just get out of your seat. Get down here on the altar. Get your heart right with God. Amen. Amen. Everybody say, I have been blessed. Yeah. Come on. Come on. Somebody play these girls over here. Somebody come play these girls right here, man. Amen.
Thank you.
how strong.
Some gave it all.
Amen. You need help from the Lord tonight. You need help from the Lord tonight. Just get out of your seat. Come right now. Come on right now. You need help from the Lord tonight. You need help from the Lord. Just get out of your seat. Get down here tonight. Obey God. Come on, girl. Come on. Let's go. Let's go. Don't be ashamed. Ain't nothing to be ashamed of. Move. Let's give help from God tonight. Everybody sing that now.
I have been blessed.
Yes, hallelujah. Come on, somebody come pray this for him. One of you soul winners. One of you boys can pray. Pray these girls here. Somebody. That's good. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Just let the Lord help you now. Come on. Just get out of your seat, John. Don't be embarrassed. It's the best thing in the whole world is to know your sins again. There ain't nothing in the world like knowing where you're going when you die. Knowing that your sins are forgiven. Just come on right now. Everybody. Everybody, let's sing it all together now. Say,
I have been blessed. God's blessed to me.
Hey. Jason, come up here, sister. Let this lady say something right quick. I was preaching a Bible down there the other night, somewhere, down at Chris's. And this lady had just been coming to church a few months down there at Union Road. Come on up here, sister. She's had some rough times. Her son, who was at that time, what, 30? 38 years old, disappeared. Vanished off the face of the earth. They didn't know what happened to her. The same time her husband left her. Went through a divorce. I'd never met her, but that night when she stood up and gave that testimony, I come that close, Brother Chris, that night saying, let's pray that God will work in us. Because I knew myself, God knows where that boy was at. Ten sermon, how long?
10 years.
He disappeared 10 years. I thought he was dead. And something happened 2 days after that. I want to tell it. Now, the monitor's down. What's up?
Praise God, people. When we were in that revival, I know when people started praying, I know that God was going to move. I know He's going to do something. People are going to be saved. And 2 days after that, on Monday morning, sitting on my front porch, one of my Christian friends, they gave me a call and they said, "Your son is alive."
Hallelujah.
I have shouted ever since, and I keep working for the Lord. And
So they found him.
They found that
boy. Monitor's dancing. Now that's what that noise is. All right. They found that boy. Have you got to talk to him yet?
Yeah, I've talked to him on the phone. I get to see him novice.
Isn't that something? What about that? You know, they have them America's most wanted, them people that hunt all that old, John, whatever his name is. Listen, he can't do nothing like the Lord can do. The Lord knows where they're at right now. He knows where that one in your life is, too.
Praise God. He's alive. He's still on the throne. That's what I'm missing. Everything we say. When a burden lifts off me like that. And I pray every day for the people that's lost people, you know, kids and brothers and sisters. I pray every day. I get down on my knees and pray every night for them because I know what they're going through.
Amen. Amen. All right, let's stand. Sing that chorus. Everybody stand.
I have been blessed. God's going to be with me.
Sing it, people.
I
not enough time.
God,
just thank
Him.
One more time. Everybody singing that. What a blessing. Amen. I just thank you for being so kind.
For being so kind. God has been good. So good. I have been blessed.
All right, here's what we're going to do. Just play that thing softer, Brother Jason. I want you to look at the nursery. See what you think about that. Amen. I got criticized for putting dull colors in here, so we made it up in the nursery. They said, no, it looks like you, Brother Danny, just blue. Well, I'm backslid, I guess. Look at the nursery. The junior church is back on the left. We're going to put a bookstore right over there in that corner room. So by the time you come back to camp meeting, Lord willing, we're going to have a good Christian bookstore in there. And my office is right there. If you want to look at it, and be sure and look at the whole thing. I wish it was bigger than what it is, but this is all the best we could do for now. And the Lord has blessed us, and we're proud of it. We're proud of what God's given us. Amen. We appreciate everybody that's helped in any way. Brother Rick, raise your hand back there. There's a tile man. A bunch of people asked me who laid that tile out there. He's the best in the business. He puts down tile in McDonald's all over the place. Raise your hand so they can see again, Brother Rick. There's a tile man out there. Give him a big hand.